definitely appreciate the award. I mean, obviously, y'all have a job to do as far as getting a message out, and as players as well, you know, have a job to do as far as portraying what we want, you know, to be out there for the media. So I feel like, you know, we always try to maintain a great relationship, and, you know, it's a great group of guys in here anyway, so y'all make it a lot easier for us.
But obviously, don't know us very well.
Well, man, I love you guys, man. Y'all are awesome. You'll never say anything bad about me, so it's all good. Yeah. But, you know, ultimately, man, anytime you win an award that's named after, you know, the chief himself, I mean, that's always a huge thing. It carries a lot of prestige. And you think about some of the guys who've come before me who've won this award as well. You know, they just are guys that you hold in a high light. When you think of Ramon, you think of Cam, those guys like that. So, I mean, it's definitely, you know, a huge honor. So, I definitely appreciate that. And, you know, we'll open it up for questions. Doing what we do. Yeah.
Do you enjoy being sort of a spokesman? I mean, Mondays are thin days for us, and you were always available, or are always available regardless of the outcome. Do you sort of like being that guy?
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like there's any question that I shy away from or anything that does need to be talked about. I love, you know, getting my message out there, and I feel like all of us in here have a great relationship. We're all able to communicate with each other on a personal level. You know, so I feel like it's always easy to talk with y'all.
What do players internally discuss when it comes to dealing with the media and what to expect day-to-day?
Well, depending on who you talk to is going to, you know, warrant a different response. Some guys are like, hey, man, don't talk to them, and they're evil. Other guys are like, you know, if you use them the right way, they can get your message out there, and they can really ultimately, like, magnify you up. You know, so that's kind of the way I look at it. I look at it as, you know, if I have something that I'm trying to get out, I know you guys have, you know, a great reach. So if I tell you something and I know you're going to portray it a certain way, it's going to make it ultimately that much better. So that's why I'm always for it.
Does kind of teammates come to you and say, hey, I need this out there. How should I go about it? Do they ask your advice?
Not directly, but, yeah, guys have definitely asked my advice. In particular, when it comes to situations, when it's dealing with playing time, when it's dealing with if you had a bad game or something like that, how do you respond to the media? And I always just tell them, man, be honest, but at the same time, I mean, it's something that you want to just say, hey, this happened, but we're moving on from it. We're going to this and try to focus on the positives in the situation.
Is this an extension of all the charity and public work you do as well?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. I mean, obviously, when you're doing a lot of charity work, you're talking a lot with the media as well. You have to learn to speak in front of people. And it's just something that just over time you become more comfortable doing.
You do a radio show also. Would you like to be in the media someday when you're done?
Yeah, I definitely would, man. I like your jobs, man. So, you know, you're still around the game, but it's not coaching. And it's fun, you know. And anytime I get a microphone, I'm able to talk. You know, I definitely like that a lot. Yeah.
You don't want to be a cheerleader, though, right?
I mean, well, hey, man, cheerleaders these days are doing kind of amazing. I mean, if you think about it, over the 10-year cheerleader that I know, he's been pretty good. Yeah.